This week, the Massachusetts Medical Society released its 9th annual Patient Access to Care Study, which surveyed 1,137 physician offices from across the state in fields ranging from family and internal medicine to specialties including OBGYN, cardiology, gastroenterology, orthopedic surgery, and pediatrics. The study focused on wait times for new patients seeking non-emergency appointments with physicians, the percentage of physicians accepting new patients, and physician acceptance of government health insurance programs, including MassHealth and Medicare. And some problems remain for patients in Western Massachusetts. According to the survey, the average wait time to obtain an appointment with a family physician is 102 days in Berkshire County. In Franklin County, the average wait time is 106 days. The average time to see a family physician across the state is 39 days. Speaking for Berkshire County, Dr. Basil Michaels, a practicing plastic surgeon and president of the Berkshire District of the Massachusetts Medical Society, said that the average wait time for an appointment with an internist is more than 60 days shorter than a family physician, something unusual compared with the rest of the state. Dr. Michaels said that has to do with the high percentage of patients in the Berkshires enrolled in MassHealth.
The family practitioners, 90% of them accept MassHealth, whereas the internal medicine, only 58% accept MassHealth. And so that additional patient burden, I think, is directly responsible for the longer wait times. But also, it means that they have to wait because they can't get their care anywhere else.
Dr. Michaels said that certain factors, including rural poverty and an aging population, account for the increased reliance on government-run health care in the Berkshires. Medicare and MassHealth provide typically lower reimbursements when compared with traditional private health insurance, making it more difficult for doctors and hospitals to provide quality care.
High rate of retired people that are on Medicare. We have a 30% penetrance, which is, you know, unusually high for the state, for the country. The socioeconomic status of people that unfortunately force them into mass health insurance that are more difficult hurdles to overcome.
According to the report, only 51% of family physicians across the state are accepting new patients. Dr. Ronald Dunlap, president of the Massachusetts Medical Society, said that beyond reimbursement, an aging physician workforce also plays a role.
A lot of the docs who are in private practice who still make up a significant part of the workforce are older. They have established panels of patients, and so many times they're not taking new patients. And then the other part of it is just supply and demand, that they're, you know, now that more people have coverage, there are obviously more people seeking a primary care provider. But the interesting thing is that this is not clearly an economic issue. In other words, I get friends that are, you know, attorneys and big shots who can't find a primary care doctor.
Over the past 7 years, acceptance of new patients for primary care has dropped 19% across the state. For internal medicine over the past 9 years, 21%. But the report shows that access to specialists is improving, with 85% of cardiologists, 92% of gastroenterologists, 84% of OBGYNs, and 98% of orthopedic surgeons accepting new patients. However, community hospitals in Western Massachusetts have also faced challenges in retaining staff, including surgeons. Dr. Michaels said that smaller hospitals with lower patient volume face increased pressure on surgeons.
Pay is obviously a huge reason, but in a field like neurosurgery, well, you have to take care of patients 24 hours a day. And if there's only two of you, that means that you're on call every other day, meaning that you could be working 36 hours on and 12 hours off.
For more information on the Massachusetts Medical Society's Patient Access to Care Study, visit our website, wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.